Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. I'm glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. You are listening to Season 1, Episode 16 of Let's Talk Hemp in the 422. I'm your co-host, Morris Beagle, hanging out with my partner in hemp spirit, Rick Trojan. And here at the 422, every day is Earth Day. Today's guest is United States Congressman from Colorado and 2018 Colorado Governor candidate, Jared Polis, who will tell us a little bit about his environmental positions and proposed policies and moving towards 100% renewable energy future for our state, country, and the planet. Here at the 422, where every day is Earth Day, and where this coming Sunday is April 22nd and officially Earth Day, we are going to spend some time discussing cultural attitudes towards the environment, climate change, sustainability, and ideas and solutions to fix the ever-growing number of problems we face as a society and a species. Rick and I will be in San Diego this weekend as part of the Cannabis Village at San Diego Earthworks 2018 in Balboa Park, which is the largest free environmental fair and Earth Day celebration on Earth. We'll have a Colorado Hemp Company booth, the Hemp Road Trip bus will be there, Pure Hemp Technology will be there, Doug Fine will be there, Summer Star will be there putting on a fashion show segment on the main stage, and Rick and I are going to do a special 422 Earth Day podcast from the park this Sunday, which will be presented by Bluebird Botanicals. We'll post the broadcast time, but it will be in the afternoon around 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, so check out letstalkhemp.com for schedule updates. Let me get Rick on the phone here as he's in the bus traveling to California, so we'll catch up with that adventure and we'll get Congressman Polis up shortly after that.
Yo, Rick, are you on the road?
Hey, what's up, Morris?
Oh, you know, I can hear you. What's happening?
Driving the hemp bus. We're driving the hemp bus and we left last night at 8:30 and now we're rolling into Las Vegas. It's about noon here in Las Vegas. So long night of driving, but beautiful stars out. We got great kickoff parties coming here in Vegas at Chiba Hut, and the Dope Magazine launch party is at 7 to 10 tonight here in Las Vegas.
Nice. Well, we'll be hooking up in California here in a couple of days, so looking forward to that for
tomorrow,
sure.
Tomorrow, right? Tomorrow.
Well, by the time people listen to it, it's going to be tonight.
Tonight. So when you're hearing this, Morris and I already know each other.
Exactly.
By the time you listen to this, we've already met.
Yep. Headed towards Earth Day this weekend. And we're going to talk to Jared about his environmental policies and visions. And then we've got some stuff going on in San Diego this week. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be huge. I mean, I just read the Polis for Colorado, his platform on renewable energy by 2040. So we'll ask him about that, and how he plans to accomplish that and across the aisle and really keep those fossil fuel jobs that were lost over the last 20 years. Bring new jobs in the green sector, green energy sector, and keep them here and keep them local. So I'm excited to hear his plan on that. But this weekend, Matt, it's an incredible weekend. We got on 419, we have the baked party at the Embarcadero with Wyclef Jean. Then 420, we're going to be celebrating in San Diego. And 422, the 422 Earth Day podcast, we are going to be at Earth Day in Balboa Park, which I believe is the largest Earth Day USA. And that sounds like a rock song. Instead of like Springsteen, R-O-C-K in the USA, like Earth Day in the USA. I've got an Earth Day, something like that. I don't know, but we cut that out, obviously.
no, we got to leave that in.
Oh my God, that was horrible. But yeah, I was trying to be rocking in the USA, but Earth Day in the USA is really difficult. I had it in my head, but it's like a lot of things. Anyways, Earth Day is going to be 50,000 plus people have already registered to attend. Colorado Hemp Company is right in the middle of the Cannabis Village with Pure Hemp Technology. The bus is going to be right next to Dr. Bronner's bus in the center of the whole park. And we're going to be doing a podcast, an Earth Day podcast, a special 422 from Balboa Park. That's brought to you by Bluebird Botanicals. And that's super exciting. And we'll have that coming out to you guys on Sunday.
Looking forward to it. So, yeah, we'll be flying in and we'll connect tonight, which is actually tomorrow night, but it's tonight when people are listening to it. So, or if they're listening to it the day later than it was the night before, right?
If you're hearing this Friday, we've already met and landed and met again. So you're way too late. You should hear it. Tune in every Thursday at 10 o'clock Mountain Time. That's when you should be tuning in, because that's when you get the most up-to-date information that was recorded earlier.
Well, hey, I'm going to let you get back on the road and
Hey, man, why don't we, I'm going to get back on the road here and get all set up before tonight. But let's give Jared a call and get him talking about his ball.
Sounds good, man. Next up, we've got Congressman Jared Polis, who is also running for Colorado governor this year. Welcome to Let's Talk Hemp in the 422, Congressman Polis. How are you doing today?
I'm doing terrific. It's exciting to join you both.
Thanks for joining us. I know you're busy there at Capitol Hill, but this is Earth Week, and the 422 is Earth Day, and we are all about Earth Day here on Let's Talk Hemp in the 422. And since you're running for governor, I love you have a very achievable yet bold and ambitious goal of renewable energy for Colorado by 2040. Tell us a little bit about that, your policy. Give us a little more detail on the policy for making Colorado 100% renewable by 2040.
You know, I'm really excited to make our state energy independent with 100% renewable energy by 2040. And it's for a number of reasons we can all be excited about. It's not just doing our part on climate. It's also cleaner air, creates good green jobs. And we can do it really by making sure that the market works. The truth is renewable energy is already less expensive today. You know, wind power is 15 to 20% less than new coal power. We need to empower, you know, homeowners and cooperatives to install energy storage and distributed solar and find a way to do taxpayer increment financing so people can finance their own solar improvements at a low rate. I mean, we have a cheap energy future, a clean energy future, and one that's going to create a lot of good green jobs here in Colorado. We really just need the state leadership to embrace it. And I have the full plan at polisforcolorado.com/energy.
So tell us a little bit more in detail. You have the wind source. You have your sun source of energy. What other sources do you think would be viable for Colorado in the next 22 years?
So hydro and geothermal are also part of it. Hydro means dams, of course. We already have that. We can do a lot more. For instance, there is one municipal utility, one city utility in Colorado, Aspen Municipal Utility, that already has 100% renewable energy. And that is largely due to hydro. There's also a number of communities, cities, and even a county that have stepped up and had even more aggressive goals. So the city of Pueblo, 100% renewable energy by 2035. City of Longmont, city of Breckenridge. Now the entire Summit County, so Frisco, Breckenridge, Silverthorne, that area, 100% renewable energy by 2035. So it's just time for that leadership at the state level, transition the state to a renewable energy future. So we truly have that independence. We can save consumers money, create good, sustainable jobs, and have cleaner air for all of us.
One thing I think it's great in your policy, and I think it's worth noting, particularly for those in the oil and gas sector that have already lost their jobs and think those jobs might be coming back, which they obviously are not or have not been in the last 20 years. I think what's interesting that you focus on is these, what you call them, green jobs or renewable energy jobs have to stay local. So those jobs can't be outsourced. We can't outsource to Mexico harnessing sunlight in Colorado. So I think that's a huge factor for people understanding the economics of renewable energy.
That's right. And we've had so many boom and bust cycles in Colorado with fossil fuels, and those still affect our economy, even though it's a smaller share now than it was in the 1980s. But what we really need to do, again, with these green jobs is there's going to be as many, if not more, jobs in energy. It's just instead of a coal-powered plant, it'll be, for instance, manufacturing wind turbines, because it turns out they're not going to be transported from another country. They're going to be built here. We have 700 jobs at Vestas manufacturing wind turbines in Pueblo today, and that's only going to grow. It's on the Eastern Plains. It's the opportunity for installation of large-scale solar and wind, maintenance, and ongoing support. So I'm really excited about these good green jobs that can't be outsourced, and I think they're going to be much more predictable than jobs that depend on, you know, the price of commodities, which can go up or down based on international events that we're not in control of.
For sure. And so, and not only on the energy side, but also cannabis in general, and industrial non-euphoric cannabis in particular, is a very, very renewable, sustainable agricultural crop. And you've been a huge proponent on the Hill and here in the state for cannabis in general. How does cannabis play, and hemp specifically, play a role in your policy as governor?
So another form of renewable energy is what we call biofuel. And there are a lot of experiments being done with hemp, which I think has great potential in that area. Now, it's also, for instance, we don't want to use the actual corn of the corn plant, it's a stalk. There's other ways to get the biofuel. But in terms of efficiency, water efficiency, energy conversion efficiency, hemp not only, of course, is used in clothing and food and bath products, but I think there's going to be opportunities for hemp to be part of that biofuel equation around reaching our renewable energy goal, and I'm really excited about that.
And the final question we have, or that I have for you today is, obviously there's, you know, a pretty divided state, Republicans, Democrats kind of split the split. How do you anticipate with renewable energy and those, how do you anticipate in crossing the aisle and bringing people together in a bipartisan fashion?
Yeah, we want to excite people on both sides of that. I mean, I think it's not about, you know, people are so tired about Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative. They want forward. And, you know, I think we're going to, I really present this as we're going forward, not backward. I mean, I don't think there's anybody who thinks we're not moving towards renewable energy. We're just saying, let's get that future quicker and more benefit to all of us, right? Like, let's be the leader in the hemp economy and the cannabis economy. Let's embrace these kinds of opportunities for jobs in Colorado, for improving the health of people with nutritional supplements, not just agricultural jobs, but processing and product and marketing and all of these jobs that come out of the sector. So let's just get ahead of it and let's make the future work for us rather than let the future happen to us, which is what a lot of people feel that we get without the right leadership at the state level. And that's why I'm running for governor.
Thanks, Jared, for your vision and for your leadership on all of this. I know, at least from a Colorado perspective, that you've done great things here, and this vision, I think, should carry across the country and across the globe. So we're happy to have you on the show, and thanks again for what you're doing out there, not only for hemp, but for the environment and just pushing the right policy forward.
Yeah, you know, I don't know how many of your listeners know that my first campaign mailing was on hemp paper. We had a little trouble, which we were sorry about getting it there, but we did send it out on hemp paper. I was excited about that. We're going to do more because we want to highlight all the uses of this amazing crop.
Excellent.
Fantastic. We appreciate it. You got to walk the walk and talk the talk, and you're doing both. And so we appreciate it.
Yeah. People can sign up to learn more or to help and get on our email list or help at PolisForColorado.com. We have a lot of great policies and we want your inputs on thoughts on what else we should be talking about in this campaign, which is, you know, a conversation with people across the state.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Morris, anything else?
Perfect.
Okay.
Appreciate it, Jared.
Thank you, Rick and Morris. Take care. Bye.
Thanks again to Congressman Jared Polis for coming on the 422 and sharing his ideas on environmental and energy policy that are a big part of his platform in running for governor this year here in Colorado. And I, along with Rick and thousands of other hemp and cannabis advocates, thank Jared for his support and efforts in putting an end to federal prohibition of the most genetically diverse and beneficial plant known to mankind. That's going to do it for episode 16 of Let's Talk Hemp in the 422, and we will be back on Sunday with a special broadcast from Balboa Park in San Diego as we hang in the Cannabis Village for Earth Day and the world's largest free Earth Fair and festival. Until then, rock on.